Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Leticia Fernandez de Mesa, the CEO and founder of Una Vodka. Una Vodka is a spirits company bringing back the beauty of enjoying one sip at a time while enticing all of your senses. And Leticia, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's an honor to be here speaking with you.
And certainly with great pleasure and honor to have you as well. So thanks so much for your time. Tell me, for starters, can you share some of the background on Una Vodka, for starters, and the connection between art and spirits, which is a very interesting and appealing combination?
I studied art history in Madrid, where I'm from, and that's where my contemporary art career began. I moved to New York and worked at Sotheby's in the contemporary art department. And that's the experience shaped my passion for beauty and attention to detail. Una Vodka is what I call the liquid artwork. It's a true expression of beauty. So it's very similar to art, which is very subjective. What you choose to imbibe, drink, is very personal, as art is. So that's how Una began. I moved to Colombia, where I started my own auction house. And it was a very important part of my art experience because we were able to create a secondary art market there. And traveling through Latin America, I discovered the beauty of edible flowers, specifically the begonias. Their smell, their delicate beauty and taste captured my heart. And I used vodka as the perfect canvas to get that out into the world.
And by the way, just the way you described that leaves us wanting a whole lot more and so appealing. Tell me, what made you pivot from the contemporary art world to the spirits industry, and what learnings have you transferred from your art career over to Una Vodka?
I guess the constant pursuit of experiencing beauty in different ways. Art evokes something very special in the individual, and I believe that Una does the same. It's a unique sipping experience. So basically, my love for edible flowers, the begonia, inspired me to create this unique experience. Una Vodka is the first begonia-infused vodka in the market. And it's basically sipping a flower arrangement. It's the liquid form of a bouquet of flowers. The begonia, it's a very magical flower. It gives it a natural blush color. And the taste, it's hard to describe. It's sweet, yet spicy. It's fresh, yet crisp. It's what I believe is a celebration of beauty. So Una is a unique sipping experience.
Yeah, which sounds, once again, very desirable. Tell me, what do you wish you had have known as you started the journey of Una Vodka that you know now?
So many things, Eric. When I started this journey, I was very impatient. I wanted to move quickly. And the spirits industry is a very tough industry. So I had to take a step back and understand that I could only achieve my goals tackling one step at a time. Overcoming market standards is very challenging. So from Una, we try to be very creative and elevate these standards to new heights. We're handcrafted, we're boutique style, so it's very difficult to compete with global suppliers in terms of getting cocktail menu placements, back bar shelf placements. But everything changes when they try Una for themselves and hear our story.
Well, I have no doubt it is unique, to say the least. Today we're speaking with Leticia Fernandez de Mesa, the CEO and founder of Una Vodka Spirits Company, bringing back the beauty of enjoying one sip at a time while enticing all of your senses. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what has been your biggest challenge Since you conceptualized Univacan, how did you overcome the challenge?
I have learned to be very patient, perseverance, a lot of determination. And again, when people experience Una, I believe there's no going back from it. And the most important thing is surrounding yourself with the best of the best. I'm so happy that we have an amazing team. And I think it's a testament of the strength of Una and where we want to be. I understand the importance of recognizing my limitations. So I entrust others with their areas of expertise. I think it's the only way that we can get to where we want to be in the market.
Yeah, I'd like to make a special invitation for folks to check out Univacan on Instagram. It is mesmerizing and it is just awesome. You got to check it out. Very appealing, just like the description of Univacan and their story is. Tell me, what does the future look like for Univacan in this competitive craft spirits industry?
I believe it's very promising, regardless of all the fights we have each day. But our distribution is set in Florida and California. And I'm very excited to share with all of your listeners that we're available online in the continental United States. So being able to sell directly to the final consumer is something we value a lot from Una. So as you were saying, our Instagram, our webpage, we try to translate that language, that beautiful language, that beautiful experience based on art to our consumers. So we aim to create an unforgettable experience from the initial interface to the final sip.
You got to love this, the connection between art and the spirits industry. Folks, for more details, visit univacan.com. Leticia, keep doing what you're doing, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you very much for giving me the platform to tell our story.
And with pleasure, Leticia, anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Leticia Fernandez de Mesa, the CEO and founder of Univacan, a spirits company bringing back the beauty of enjoying one sip at a time while enticing all of your senses. And again, for further details, visit univacan.com. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.